ABC Radio Australia.
People born in Papua New Guinea when it was an Australian territory fear they could be left stateless under a complicated legal system left in place after PNG's independence. The descendants of Australian war hero Nancy Bird Walton have been caught up in recent weeks, which has sparked outrage from members of the PNG-born Australian community. But as Yara Murray Atfield reports, they're not the only ones facing the problem.
Joan Bird was born in Papua New Guinea in 1957 when it was still a territory of Australia. Her mother was a PNG citizen and her father, John Bird, was a merchant naval officer and an Australian citizen. But she's lived in Australia for almost all her life, leaving Papua New Guinea for good in February 1975, just months before the country became independent.
Worked and lived here pretty much since then, so all my life. Paid my taxes, voted, done everything that I needed to do.
Ms Bird, who also goes by the name Vitula, says she's done all of this on an Australian passport, with the assumption her citizenship was like any other Australian's. But now she's been told that's not the case. It's all due to the jumble of legislation surrounding Papua New Guinea's independence in 1975. Professor Kim Rubenstein is a citizenship lawyer and a law expert at the Australian National University.
When Papua New Guinea became independent in 1975, what the Australian law through a regulation actually did was to strip all those Papuans who had been born in Australia and who had that citizenship, that stripped them of that status.
Things were complicated further when PNG's new government ruled dual citizenship impossible.
They effectively said if you had that connection to mainland Australia, you could opt to take up Australian citizenship over Papuan citizenship.
So a cohort of people with ties to Australia and Australian passports left Papua New Guinea, unaware they were technically not citizens of either country. Professor Rubenstein has fought cases like this in court, including losing a 2005 landmark high court case that in the end found no matter their parents' heritage, people born in Papua were never real Australian citizens. Since then, the law has been changed to allow people with at least one Australian parent to apply for citizenship by descent, but many may not know they have that process to go through. It's such a complicated part of the law that it even has its own subsection in the Citizenship Act. Joan Bird says she's never had any issues in the past, but alarm bells rang when her sister Kathy had her citizenship revoked and her passport renewal declined 2 years ago. She says she was threatened with deportation and detention by immigration officials, which Border Force has denied. Their sister Marianne, an Australian Army reservist, has now applied for citizenship and has been granted a bridging visa. Joan, whose own passport expires early next year, asked Home Affairs to clarify her situation. She received a letter, cited by the ABC, warning of possible loss of citizenship.
Given what's been happening lately, it wasn't a surprise. But I think the aftermath of that now is just it's just dawning on me that now I have to go through this process or I have to fight it. You know, and it's daunting.
A spokesperson from the Australian Department of Home Affairs says in cases where a person was unaware they were not an Australian citizen, the department works with them to regularise their migration status. The Bird siblings are the nieces and nephews of Nancy Bird Walton, a famous Australian war pilot. So the case has attracted particular attention. But there are many more like Joan living in Australia. Pacific Beat has spoken to others who had one Australian parent and one parent from PNG, and after decades of living in Australia, found they might be rendered stateless. John Warmersley was born to two Australian citizen parents in Leh in 1948, and left PNG to live in Australia at the age of 17. He only realised his citizenship might be in jeopardy at 68 years old.
I was told that it was uncertain. There was a possibility that I might have ended up as a stateless person.
His application for citizenship by descent was approved around 2 years ago after providing detailed records of himself and his family. It's a similar story to Anna Bettles, who went through the same process in 1992, despite her German husband getting his Australian citizenship through her in the years before.
Mate, it felt pretty unreal. I was well and truly an adult. You know, suddenly I didn't know who I was. You know, suddenly, according to the Australian government, not an Australian citizen.
The struggles of the Bird siblings have sparked fears in others around the country.
I'm just worried that the threat of deportation is really real.
Corrine doesn't want to use her full name because she doesn't have her original birth records from PNG, and she's worried she'll be removed from the country if she's identified.
It seems that I may have rendered stateless due to political policy changes in both countries.
Like Corrine, Joan Bird says she's trying to find a way to fight for the citizenship she always thought she had, and says the law should change.
They need to fix it, you know, not us.
And she says she's encouraging people who are in a similar situation to come forward to shed light on the issue.